What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're still talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And we're talking about how there is a problem that is building up in the world from all this disposable that. It's piling up. There are some environmental groups trying to call attention to it. But again, it's something that generally doesn't make the corporate media. And I think what we're seeing here, there's always been talk about how the theocratic state would give away to the nation state, but that eventually the nation state would give away to the corporate state. And I think we're well along with that transition. And what we're seeing here is basically corporate greed at work. They have seized control of the civil government. They're keeping it around for vestigial reasons or ceremonial reasons. But the corporations are calling the shots, which is shove vaccines at people, sell the people disposable products and don't worry about where it's going to go. It's the corporate ruled world is going to be a very, very ugly place. And you don't need to see Rollerball to know that.
Are depleted uranium shells recyclable?
No, that's kind of the leftover waste from enriching uranium for nuclear bombs. That was piling up. And so the idea was, well, we'll make shells out of it and we'll make our radioactive waste problem Iraq's radioactive waste problem. I mean, we're at a point right now where we're just shoving waste onto other countries as quickly as we can.
So, Mike, back on Venezuela, like, I always look at them like, they're all starving to death. That's what they keep telling us, right? Well, how long has it been? Is there anybody left in Venezuela walking around at this point? Like, if everybody's starving to death, you know, it's...
Well, you know, there are some journalists there who keep going into the supermarkets and are showing the shelves are full and there are people in there buying stuff. So, again, this is part of the sales campaign. Oh, we have to go in and save those poor people of Venezuela from the evil tyrant Maduro. We heard the same song in Syria. It's a lie, people. Venezuela, at one point, was one of the most wealthy countries in South America. And then when Hugo Chavez became their leader, and he was a socialist, and he had this radical idea that Venezuela's wealth ought to be spent on the people of Venezuela, and the money junkies couldn't really deal with that. So Venezuela is in the economic condition that it's in following literally years and years of economic warfare, very covert economic warfare. And again, that's not reported by the corporate media. And now, of course, they're ramping up the pressure with these sanctions on Venezuelan oil. And this is the U.S. being bullied to the world.
That's the thing, Mike. You know how they always say, well, they have sporadic power outages? People, don't forget, we have sanctions on these countries for a long time. If you don't do what we want, you know, we'll put, sanction after sanction after sanction, and then they wonder why they have power outages. It's because of our lift all the sanctions. I thought Trump was a capitalist. I thought he believed in the free market. Like, if the free market, let everything.
He believes in being a billionaire, unfortunately, and there is a difference because billionaires tend to get to a mindset of reaping huge amounts of money out of the society without really needing to put anything of substantial benefit back on in. Getting on back to the blackouts in Venezuela, first of all, we get blackouts here all the time in Hawaii. It's been pretty much determined at this point, those were hack attacks against Venezuela's power outage to try and put more pressure on Maduro.
And Mike, real quick, if I got some time, if you can go on YouTube, look up Denver truck crash. There was a horrible truck crash in Denver.
Oh, I saw that. I saw
Mike,
that.
Did you know this guy? Like, you need a CDL license. Can you be like a non-citizen and get a CDL? Because they said he was just a resident of Texas. They didn't say he was a citizen of this country because what they're saying is, you know, the guy spoke hardly any English. They needed a translator because I was watching the sheriff. And, they said that he spoke some English, but not much. So I'm wondering, do you need a CDL license if you're, if you're a non, like, can you have one if you're a non, because that's what I'm wondering.
I don't know. That would be up to the Colorado DMV,
I guess. No, he's from Texas.
In any event, this truck driver is facing charges.
He's from Texas, Mike.
I'm sorry, Texas. I'm sorry. I thought there was a big crash out in Denver.
Yeah, it was, but his CDL is from Texas. He's a resident.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just curious, if anybody is a truck driver out there that, because I saw that video and that truck was obviously it was going too fast. But Mike, that's all I have to say. Have a good rest of the show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network and go to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's actually good. I kind of followed Dustin. Hope he's doing well. First of all, I was going to mention something about polls, but I'm going to. That poll putting Joe Biden ahead of Trump, come on. Mike, there were less than 2,000 people involved
yes.
in that. I mean, that's 0.0003 or 0.4% of the population of the United States. That's insane. There's a guy that works, he's on the CBC all the time. He's been involved with the Hillary Clinton stuff, with the United States, POTUS race, bunch of crap all up here in Canada, and he's always wrong. He's wrong
yes.
every single time he makes a prediction, and yet he still gets paid to write this stuff. Right?
Yeah, that's what he's paid to do, is to misinform the public.
So, and then this garbage thing with Canada?
Yes.
You know what, Mike? We're pigs. Plain and simple. You don't have to pay for garbage removal unless you have more than two or three bags outside of a house. You know, the green garbage bags?
Yes.
But if you think about it, a lot of people eat out of a box and a bag.
Yes.
And, so there's going to be a lot of waste that cannot break down because it's wax-coated or plastic-coated paper, cardboard. It comes in plastic.
Whatever happened to biodegradable packaging? I mean, that was the big thing back, 10 years ago?
Yep.
And where, the stuff would simply dissolve back into something that was good for the environment. And I guess some corporate executive said, it's going to cost us too much to make. And that's going to raise the prices.
Probably.
The customers are never going to go for it. I imagine they'd go for it now. And by the way, I did get an email saying Canadians create more garbage because of our motto, wherever we go, we throw.
Hmm.
And it is an issue. When Claire and I, we rarely get down to the beach, even though we live on this island. But when we do, there's always stuff just floating in the water. And, they do try and sweep the area in front of the tourist areas clean, with nets. But there are other places where it's just piling on up.
Oh, yeah, you would see a lot of garbage. If it's going to float, it would be insane.
Yep.
Where you are. I mean.
But even if it sinks, it can harm the sea life. And we're coming up on a period where there are going to be food shortages. Our growing seasons are getting shorter. We've toxified the Gulf of Mexico. Nobody around here trusts any seafood from over by Japan, although by this time I'm sure it's spread all over the Pacific. So you finally reach a point where you say...
what's left? Of course, a lot of up here in Canada, we have a lot of greenhouses.
Yes.
And as you know, I bet you any money, when you start getting into growing outside in the dirt, and you do this as a you're a farmer, one of the first things to go is magnesium.
Yes.
In the soil. And it's a very important metal because it actually has a calming effect.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's one of the first things to go. And, of course, when you're talking greenhouse greenhouses, what are they going to do? They're going to make this stuff as cheap as possible, right, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably not going to make sure that it's actually, you know, has all these vitamins and nutrients that it should have.
No, generally they won't. They're basically going to put in whatever chemicals are going to make the plants grow fast and get to market quickly, things like carbon dioxide. Again,
yep.
It's all dominated by the making of money.
Yeah, that's
and
all
it's
it
led
is.
To some,
that's all it ever comes down to.
Well, you know, it used to be that government would try and exercise some oversight to basically look at the long view and say, is what this corporation doing going to cause harm down the road? And then they would work to maybe, you know, kind of ameliorate that. These days, it's just anything goes attitude. Whatever a corporation wants to do, we're still having this big fight down on Maui over GMO test fields because they test the unapproved GMO crops out here. And I guess the thinking is if they make a mistake, well, it's just Hawaii.
Yeah. Just another thing really quickly, Mike. Think about all the recycled plastic there is.
Yes.
I throw everything plastic into a plastic bag and have it recycled. That plastic has to go somewhere. And it's coming right back at us again.
Well, a big part of the problem is that with China...
You know, like
China
bags
now,
and everything else.
It's now that with China refusing to take in any more recycled plastics... and, you know, apparently the Philippines has had their fill of it as well. It is being just brought back, and we have these recycling center down here at the bottom of the hill. And all they do is they collect it up, and they're paying back the deposit fees on the bottles and everything. But then it goes from there to a landfill because they've got no place to send it.
Yep. The problem with plastic is when you melt it.
Yeah.
The problem with plastic is in order to melt it back into something that's viable, it's a really serious, you know, all that stuff's got to be washed and shredded. It has to be sorted, you know.
Yes.
It's not cheap.
No, it's never
definitely
really
not
penciled
free.
Out, unfortunately. It's never penciled
well,
out.
The problem. China, they work so cheaply that, you know, we'll send it over there because, you know, if we can't afford to deal with this stuff ourselves, guess what? Not only in the United States, but in Canada now, too. The bell's ringing, right? We've reached the end. We have to deal with this stuff. You can't just bury it, leave it for 20 years, throw a bunch of soil on it, leave it for 20 years, and then build, you know, a survey on top of it. There's going to be repercussions. You're polluting the groundwater, number one.
You absolutely are.
You know, like, these, Mike, you cannot tell me that these people are actually this stupid.
No, they're not stupid people. They just don't care. They're focused on their stock portfolios. They're focused on their own quality of life. And for everybody else, that's the classic pattern of a sociopath. They are oblivious to the harm their actions cause other people. It's just their, you know, I've got mine, and that's all I care about.
And it seems that one of them is sitting in the White House, and there's another one up here sitting in Ottawa.
Yep.
So
it is the curse
a lot,
of political
Mike, for your
power.
Yes.
It is the curse of, my turn, it's the curse of political power that attracts the very sort of people who should not be allowed to have it. So anyway, Al, thanks an awful lot.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's on my mind is, you know, Dustin just was on talking about this guy Steve Malzberg on RT.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on with RT. I've seen him on there before. I'm hoping he's just substituting for a few days for Rick Sanchez, who I think is really great. But this guy is a neocon of neocons, Malzberg. I remember him when he was on, when I was living in New York, and he was on at WABC talk radio, and he was, you know, he kind of like, Sean Hannity, and a dumber version of Sean Hannity, and that's this guy Malzberg. I really don't, you know, I he was all for the Iraq war. He was all for just about any American intervention you could think of, other than thinking, well, we got to hit them harder. We can't just, we got to go in there and, you know, destroy them. Pretty much this was a neocon attitude, you know? So I'm surprised. I don't know what's going on with RT. Maybe they figured they want to diversify a little to show that they're being fair. But this guy, you know, this guy's really bad news. I don't know.
I would say possibly the first one, that Russia Today, in order to not find itself blocked off, as has happened to some other foreign information providers, that they're sort of making compromises, because RT still does put out a lot of really good news. But here's the good news, okay? People are picking up on it. They know they can't just trust an entire news network. You know, they have to just take it piece by piece. Is this guy making sense? Is he, you know, obviously shining us all on? And you just turn it off at that point.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've been doing. You know, I like to watch 7 o'clock. A lot of times if I'm home, watch 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Rick Sanchez, because he's very good, you know. But I see this clown, forget it. You know, I turn it right off. But I'm just hoping that Sanchez hasn't didn't run into some kind of problems. And here I'm hoping maybe he's leaked like on vacation for a few days, you know. That's why I was, you know, got interested when Dustin was talking about it. But this guy Malzberg, like I said, you talk about a neocon. He is about as neocon. Everything, because Israel can't do any wrong. No war is a bad war. And like you said, he was basically encouraging invasion of Venezuela by having somebody on that in favor of it. But this guy is a dirtbag, and I really, man, I'm a, I really like,
well,
to see, you know.
There are a lot of them out there, unfortunately, and I think probably a lot of us are realizing that the world is becoming a very evil, nasty place, and there are way too many people who are willing to trade their dignity, their morality, their ethics, in exchange for a promotion, a bigger paycheck, or that moment of fame. You know, they'll get up there and say whatever they think the guy with the camera wants to hear, and they'll say it just to get on the camera.
But the thing is about Malzberg, he is so bad that even the neocon stations don't want him on, because that's why he goes from one thing to the other. And then I think he went on Newsmax, and evidently Newsmax doesn't even want him. But then I see start seeing him at times substituting, not really, I see him coming on our, you know, Crosstalk once in a while. But in Crosstalk, they know how to check him, because he's usually another two or three people there that keep him in line, you know? And then I see he's taken over Sanchez, at least temporarily. I just hope it's not permanently, you know? That would be a big mistake by RT, I think. Really would. You know?
Yeah, it would be. You know?
You know who I'm talking about? Do you know who this guy is?
Not really. I mean, I've heard the name.
Yeah, you might want to look him up as Malzberg, you know, with an M.
Okay.
Malzberg, you know? All right, Mike, that's about all I wanted to say. You know, there's a lot of other things going on, but I'm just wondering what's going on with RT. That's all. I thought maybe you knew whether Sanchez is going to...
Well,
you know,
I imagine,
Sanchez,
you know, there is a full court press to try and get all of the media under control and in compliance with the official story. And what can I tell you? We live in a world of lies. It's like a real-life matrix. Okay, Mark, we're going to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, RBN needs your help. WhatReallyHappened.com needs your help. Things are going, unfortunately, from bad to worse. And first of all, thanks to everybody who has helped. Thanks to everybody who has donated. And for those of you who have not donated, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can call and become a recurring subscriber or pledge a credit card or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. All right, so we're going to go back to the phones here to Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, you're talking about pollution, and my daughter's into environmental medicine, and I've talked to other people that are big in that field. They say that most of our toxins come from the air. I would have thought it was the food with glyphosate and the water with all that, but they say no, the air. And a baby born today has approximately, depend upon, give or take, 250 toxic chemicals in its body at birth. that weren't there 200 years ago. You know, back then they didn't have any. So yep. That's a bad omen for what's, you know, our future is. And I got to say, yesterday you kind of stunned me a little bit on a different topic. You said President Trump was getting rid of the Section 8 housing for illegal aliens. And yep. it stunned me because I didn't know they had it in the beginning. I said, illegal aliens against Section 8 housing?
Yep.
Section 8 housing, you have to put an application in and prove that you don't have your money and you stay and get on a waiting list for a year to get that. And I have to agree that, you know, more effective than a wall would be cut off the incentive for those people to come here. You know, and a lot of times people go back home. You know, a lot of people went back to Mexico and they couldn't find anything up here after they crashed the border.
Yep.
So, you know, but my other thought there on that was, you know, the globalists have probably already won. I mean, that doesn't mean we stop fighting them. But to have all this stuff from the top come down, from the top down,
mm-hmm.
These people don't agree with what they have to do, but it's their job, they have to. And if they don't, they don't have a job
yeah.
anymore. So that starts at the top and sent down. And some of it's so ridiculous. Anyway, Mike, I just had those thoughts and appreciate your insight on it, and we'll talk to you some other time.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And no, prior to that article coming out, I didn't know that illegal immigrants were eligible for Section 8 housing assistance. Getting on back to our domestic politics here, Biden has obviously picked over a hornet's nest by coming on in to the 2020 campaign, and everybody seems to be piling onto him. And the slogan is turning into anyone but Biden. So there's this, you know, these liberal groups that are out there saying anyone but Biden. I'm wondering how much of this pile on to him is coming from Hillary. Now, obviously, the other 19 so-called viable candidates, they're all going to attack him. He's number one. That makes him a target, and they're just going to knock him off here. And Biden really, again, he's off to a rough start, because when he did that little video announcing his campaign, he claimed that Donald Trump basically said the white nationalists were really fine people, which, as it turns out, Trump had not said that. There had been a qualifier. But unfortunately, in liberal politics, truth doesn't matter. You know, we're going to say whatever gets you to do what we want. And boy, if that isn't a good definition of living in a dictatorship, I don't know. And they're giving Biden the Kavanaugh treatment already. They've gone back to Anita Hill. She's getting a little FaceTime on TV. Now, Anita Hill, if you will remember, accused Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas of sexual harassment all the way back in 1991, testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which was led by Joe Biden. And Anita Hill is being paraded around saying she still can't support Biden in his bid to become president. And it's not that Biden sexually harassed her. She just doesn't feel that he was enough on her side. All right, so we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to Joe Biden. Joe Biden has hired political strategist Simone Sanders as a senior aide to his campaign. Now, Sanders has previously declared, quote, "We don't need white people leading the Democratic Party right now," end quote. And Sanders made the comments shortly after Trump won the presidential election in 2016. And the opinion, odd in that she'd been a spokeswoman for the campaign of Bernie Sanders, was in response to the prospect of Howard Dean becoming the DNC chairman. So the country is breaking up. You know, the Democrats are now saying, we're the party of everybody who isn't white. That's their electoral base here. That's why they're working so hard to keep that border open. Just loaded up with non-white people here. Now, a while back, Rahm Emanuel retired early, stepped down. The stated reason, he wanted to be with his family, which is something that people who retire unexpectedly always seem to say here. But there may be something else. There's a story that came out of Inalert Blogspot speculating, and it is speculating, that Rahm Emanuel was caught on an FBI wiretapped phone call with Alderman Ed Burke. Now, if you remember, Ed Burke was in this huge corruption case that rocked City Hall in the middle of the campaign season. And it was all hushed up at the time. He's about to be indicted now today, or actually the prosecutors are asking for additional delay, and the deadline would be June the 7th. But basically, it's this investigation for massive corruption. And even though this guy was, you know, being charged with corruption, he still won re-election as an alderman. Hey, it's the Chicago way. What can I tell you? All right. Apparently, new texts from former FBI Special Agent Peter Strzok and former FBI Attorney Lisa Page reveal the pair had discussed attempts to recruit sources within the White House to spy on the Trump administration. And Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Charles Grassley and Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman Ron Johnson revealed the information in a three-page letter. And apparently this information had been divulged to several sources, by several sources, to the news site last week. And some of the people that were named in those text messages have already issued public statement saying, I was never contacted by them. You know, I did my job properly when I was in the Trump White House here. Okay, information clearing. You know something? I'm running short on time. I'm going to skip this story. It's basically a rehash of why are we not seeing all the people who are involved in all of this spying and the FISA shenanigans? Why are they not being charged? I know Congress is sending criminal referrals, but so far, nothing's coming out of the Department of Justice. Now, remember Maria Butina? She was this Russian. They tried to claim that she was a Russian spy. And she infiltrated the NRA. She has now been sentenced to 18 months. Okay, you've probably heard of an organization called the Satanic Temple, and they're famous for going around to various places that have Christian symbols on them or in front of them and demanding equality under the First Amendment to put up a statue of Satan. And it's being seen that it really is primarily a political movement. It's the perfect religion for progressives, and leftists and liberals are flocking to it. You can believe anything you want as long as you hate what Donald Trump, Christians, and conservatives believe. Now, the Satanic Temple, unlike other satanic religions, doesn't even believe in a supernatural entity called Satan. Basically, they're using him as a symbol of the ultimate rebel, and they're out there to basically upset Christians everywhere that they can. They've been around since 2013, and they openly tell people who are joining, the only real requirement for joining is to believe in the political and secular actions of the group. So it is a political group that's calling itself by a quasi-religious name. Even so, the Infernal Revenue Service officially recognized the Satanic Temple as a church, which means they are now going to get the same benefits accorded to other religious organizations, including tax exemptions to non-discrimination protections. Boy, they're really pulling out all the stops. Now, Chelsea Manning had filed an appeal over her being imprisoned for civil contempt. Now, she was hauled before a grand jury investigation into WikiLeaks. She refused to testify against Assange. She was held in prolonged solitary confinement for around 27 days before authorities at the William G. Truesdale Adult Detention Center moved her into the general population. Now, judges for the appeals court who rejected her appeal offered no explanation as to why they believed a lower court committed no error in finding Manning in civil contempt. They also provided no reasons for why they were justified to keep Manning in jail. So Manning's attorneys are out there issuing a statement saying basically they affirmed the district court's finding of contempt and denied Chelsea Manning's motion for release on bail. Neither decision included any legal reasoning or explanation for the court's conclusions. Well, obviously what's happening is they're trying to break her and get her to turn on Julian Assange. And it may well be that without Chelsea Manning betraying Julian Assange, they may not really have a case against him. Now, Edward Snowden came on out with a message basically saying that Assange's arrest and the Mueller report clearly shows a two-tiered system of justice. Well, we already knew about that from the Uranium One deal. And Assange's arrest and the handling of his arrest is revealing even more corruption than WikiLeaks itself did. And I understand that he is being kept in isolation. He's not being allowed to talk to his family or any member of his friends or even his lawyers. Now, he's still in prison over in Great Britain, so I don't know what the laws are over there. But I know here in the United States of America, it would be considered a crime, actionable, to not deny access to an attorney. This was an article that came out on countermarkets.com, and it was written by Brittany Hunter, and it says, no one is coming to rescue you, especially not a presidential candidate. And she starts out saying, we're only a few months into 2019, and already the 2020 presidential election season is well underway. I was making that comment the other day. And basically saying nearly every single person has an opinion about who this country should be supporting, and nearly every single one of them believes their lives will be significantly better or worse based on who occupies the White House. This unfortunately gives presidential candidates far too much power. And she recommends that in order to truly better our lives, we need to rely less on political talking heads and more on ourselves. Only then can we begin to make a bigger difference and change the world. And boy, do I agree with that. So let's talk about the economic news here. Last year, there was this Saudi investment summit, and global finance leaders boycotted it over the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Well, they're not boycotting the summit this year. They're back in Riyadh, rather. Claire's laughing at me. Rented lips. So all of these Wall Street bankers and financial people, they're in Riyadh despite the beheading of 37 people this week. So apparently they were cool with that. So they're looking to build financial opportunities with Saudi Arabia. And I can understand why. First of all, they want to make money. Second of all, there's a real issue with countries that are quasi-friendly with the United States starting to slide over to Russia. And so this may be a bit of an outreach to sort of keep Saudi Arabia economically linked with the United States. So that's the game that's being played here. Meanwhile, Putin has arrived in China. He's taking part in the One Belt, One Road International Forum, which kicked off today and will end on Sunday. The forums are three working sessions are scheduled for today, and Putin will address one of them. So again, he knows where the future lies, and he wants to get Russia involved with it. Now, today we heard that the economy grew by 3.2% annual growth rate, the GDP. That came out of the Commerce Department. And, of course, Trump is already out there tweeting out, huzzah, huzzah, the economy is doing really good. But apparently, according to this article that came out of MarketWatch, on the outside, it looks good, like a big, shiny new car. But if you lift the hood, you see a fragile one-cylinder engine, because the real economy, the heart of the real economy, private sector consumption and investment slowed to 1.3% annual rate, the slowest in nearly 6 years. Business investment also slowed to 2.7% from 5.4%. The numbers used to say gross domestic product are all coming out from the stock market, which we all know is being manipulated and used as a political banner, apparently now also by Donald Trump. Dr. Lacey Hunt is out there saying the U.S. economy will continue to decline for the balance of 2019. And let's see, the QE and plunge protection continue. More store closings are continuing. The Baltic Dry Index continues to drop. Cryptos have tumbled. New York's attorney general has alleged the operator of the Bitfinex cryptocurrency trading platform and the issuer of the Tether stablecoin lost $850 million, which it subsequently covered up using funds from an affiliated stablecoin operator, Tether. In other words, they engaged in commingling of client and corporate funds to cover the shortfall. They were hoping they were going to be able to hide that, but Bitfinex has long been rumored to be a mechanism to prop up various virtual currencies. Now, Trump's tax bill was heralded, you know, we're going to lower taxes, and it was a boon for the ultra-rich and for corporations. The Center for Public Integrity has revealed that Trump's new tax bill allows twice as many companies to pay zero taxes. And we've commented on this show. We've had a lot of people calling in and commenting on some of America's wealthiest corporations, like Amazon, seem to come away with no taxes at all. And now many of the country's largest publicly held corporations, basically, on this year's tax return, they said they owe absolutely nothing on the billions of dollars in profits they earned last year. Okay, we're going to take a phone call here. John in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. Another good show as usual. Hey, I just
Thank
wanted
you.
To comment very, very quickly on your discussion with one of your previous callers, Bill from Wisconsin. And this had to do with the implementation of vaccines, as posited by Bill, that their purpose is to essentially kill people in the long run. You know, and I have to. I have to say that I agree with him on that in that respect. You countered with the idea, well, then, how does opening up the borders and allowing more people to come in allow for a global population reduction? We're just getting more people. And I would just like to say, and that's not a bad thing. I had to think about it a little bit myself. So what I would say is that at this late state in the globalist plans, Mike, I don't think any of us really can say with any real determination what the timing is on any of this. If they succeed in getting more nationalities in here that don't have our culture and language, and maybe even some races that don't share our various moral beliefs or whatever, and it causes foment and dissension, they will have succeeded in that regard. And if they still get everything they need in terms of vaccinations, they'll have succeeded in that regard. If they get Ben Carson, someone like Dr. Ben Carson, that everyone reveres as a doctor, he's already pronounced he's in favor of not only vaccines for children and newborn babies, but also all adults, everybody. So
yes. And now they're pushing vaccines for dogs.
Yeah. And then the last point, Michael, regarding that discussion is that I'm sure you know better, at least as well as I do, that they're behind schedule. They instituted the Agenda 21 at the Rio de Janeiro UN conference in 1992,
yes.
And they had to change it this century, that's how old we all are, to Agenda 2030. So they're behind in that regard. They still don't have an international treaty with the UN for small arms elimination, in spite of all these alleged school shootings, quote-unquote school shootings. And so I think that's really holding up their plans.
Okay, well, John, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the economic news coming up here on the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, World Trade Falls Most Since Financial Crisis, Hit by China and Other Emerging Asian Nations. They're basically beating us at manufacturing. the United States is an empire in decline. There was that interesting comment about how the United States is struggling against the tide of history and how far are they willing to go. And apparently they're willing to go all the way. Now, Warren Buffett, who owns a print media empire that includes the Buffalo News and the Omaha World Herald, he says most newspapers are toast. The advertising rates are in decline. The readership is in decline. And so he's saying the world has changed hugely, and he doesn't think newspapers are a viable investment anymore. Of course, most newspapers these days are being run at a loss, basically in order to control the narrative that's out there on the newsstands. Story coming out of Finance and Yahoo, 39 million Americans can't afford a summer vacation. So this is according to a new Bankrate survey, and said 39 million Americans won't be taking a summer vacation. They simply cannot afford one. So the factor, of course, is cost. Vacations typically cost just under $2,000 on average. That's going to hit us hard here in Hawaii. All right, immigration. Apparently over 1,000 migrants break out of a southern Mexico detention center. And it's basically showing Mexico is not able to handle this situation either. Meanwhile, we've got the mother of all caravans headed for our border. 10,000 migrants are expected to arrive in Mexico City this week on their way to our border. Now, interestingly enough, there is this story where down in New Mexico, they have declared a local emergency because all of the Border Patrol checkpoints on the highways are basically closed. Last month, the Department of Homeland Security moved the checkpoint agents to the border to help process the crush of migrant asylum seekers. And so now people are just driving straight on through these Border Patrol checkpoints, and the New Mexico county is concerned. It's wide open door for gun runners and drug lords. And by the way, my apologies to Afghanistan. According to the drug czar Jim Carroll, 93% of the street heroin in the United States comes from Mexico. It's just this insane policy. All right, we got to take a break here for station identification. When we come back, we'll be joined by the lovely Lady Claire.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.